Good morning.
Morning.
Let's come to order and go on the record. I am Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland, presiding commissioner for this hearing, and with me this morning are Commissioners Jerry C. Dockham and James G. Patterson. I now call for hearing docket number G9 sub 710 in the matter of an application of Piedmont Natural Gas Company, Inc. for annual review of gas costs pursuant to GS 62-133.4C and Commission Rule R1-17K6. GS 62-133.4 authorizes gas cost adjustment proceedings for natural gas local distribution companies and provides that the Utilities Commission shall conduct an annual review proceedings to compare each natural gas utility's prudently incurred costs with costs recovered from all of the utilities customers served during the test period. Commission Rule R1-17K6 prescribes the procedures for such annual reviews of natural gas costs. On August 1st, 2017, Piedmont Natural Gas Company, Inc., Piedmont, filed testimony and exhibits of Michelle R. Mendoza, Sarah E. Stabley, and Mary Beth Tomlinson relating to an annual review proceeding. On August 4th, 2017, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearing, requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice, which scheduled a hearing for today, Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. On August 9th, 2017, Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc., CUCA, filed a petition to intervene, and the Commission granted the petition on August 14, 2017. On September 14, 2017, Piedmont filed the supplemental testimony and revised exhibit of Mary Beth Tomlinson. On September 18, 2017, the public staff filed the joint testimony of Purnima Jayashila, Jan A. Larson, and Julie G. Perry. On September 19, 2017, the public staff filed a revised page 9 of their joint testimony to include the footnote to a chart. And on September 21st, 2017, Piedmont and the public staff filed a joint motion to excuse appearance of witnesses and accept testimony. The Commission granted this motion on September 25th, 2017. Piedmont filed the required affidavits of publication of public notice on September 29th, 2017. In compliance with the requirements of Chapter 138A of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of our responsibility to avoid conflicts of interest, and I inquire whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this morning. Let the record reflect that no conflicts were identified. I now call for appearances, beginning with Piedmont.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Jim Jeffries with the firm of Moore and Van Allen. I'm here on behalf of Piedmont Natural Gas Company. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Jeffries.
Good morning. Robert F. Page, representing Carolina Utility Customers Association, intervenor.
Great. Good morning.
Elizabeth Culpepper with the public staff, appearing on behalf of the using and consuming public.
All right. Are there any preliminary matters that before we begin?
Not that I'm aware of, Madam Chair.
Ms. Culpepper, have you identified any public witnesses who wish to be heard on this matter today?
There are none that I'm aware of.
All right. I don't see anybody that I don't recognize sitting out in the audience, but for the record, is there anyone here who wishes to give testimony as a public witness today? Let the record reflect that no one came forward. All right, then, the matter is with you, Mr. Jeffries.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. In our joint motion asking for the recusal of witnesses today, we indicated that the public staff and the company and CUCA had agreed to waive cross-examination of each other's witnesses and stipulated to the admission of all pre-filed testimony exhibits into the record. And the commission had indicated in their order excusing witnesses that they would follow that pattern. So at this point in time, I would move that Piedmont's witnesses and their pre-filed testimony and exhibits of Piedmont's witnesses be admitted into the record.
All right. That'll be allowed, and the pre-filed testimony of witnesses Michelle Mendoza, Sarah Stabley, and Mayor Beth Tomlinson will be received into the record as if given orally from the witness stand, and the exhibits attached to those testimonies will be identified as they were marked when pre-filed and also received into evidence. And let the record note that the testimony, that Ms. Tomlinson's testimony includes a supplemental, the supplemental testimony, which was filed on September 14th with a revised exhibit.
That's correct, Madam Chair. Thank you.
The public staff would make a similar motion with our testimony and exhibits and the testimony as revised be admitted into evidence.
All right, that motion will also be allowed, and the joint testimony of the public staff witnesses Pornima Jaya Sheila, Jane A. Larson, and Julie G. Perry will be received into the record as if given order from the witness stand, along with their three appendices and the revised filing. Modifying, I believe it was page 9 of that joint testimony, will also be received.
Thank you.
Is there anything else to come? All right. You're not wanting to get in on this?
We felt that the company and the public staff witnesses did such a fine job that we didn't offer testimony.
All right. Let the record reflect such.
And may not burden you with a brief either.
All right. And speaking of brief and any other post-hearing filings, would 30 days from the date be too from today be too soon? Is that agreeable?
That'd be fine.
That'd be fine.
All right. Then those post-hearing filings will be due 30 days from today's date. Nothing else to come before the commission this morning? Have a great day, and we're adjourned.